I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's the big show. Come on, crank it up.
It's the Wendy's Big Show. Right here on the Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the legend in with Leroy Butler, Leap 36, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. Leroy didn't think that he was being too kind to his alma mater yesterday, but we'll leave that in the bag as we keep talking. Now into some Green Bay Packers talk. It's the only station, the only show in the city that you can talk to Packers with two former Packers. One that's probably going to go in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Already in the Packer Hall of Fame.
Two white guys and two black guys. That's the only show like that.
That's true, too. But I'm glad you said it and not me. Sparky, yesterday we kind of mentioned it a little bit underneath the cuff about the article that we found on Bleacher Report or SB Nation about ranking who would be forecasting through who would be the best head coaching hires in the NFL. And now we fast forward to today, January 16th, 2019. There were eight teams replacing coaches this year. Two of them still yet to be officially named as their teams are still in it. Zach Taylor expected to be the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, and Brian Flores, the Patriots defensive coordinator, expected to be named the Miami Dolphins' next head coach. So you have eight openings now filled. Vic Fangio out in Denver. Obviously, Matt LaFleur, the new head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Cliff Kingsbury, former Texas Tech head coach, manning up the Arizona Cardinals. Bruce Arians down in Tampa Bay. Flores and the Cincinnati Bengals, the ones that I mentioned. I'm missing two more.
You said LaFleur.
I said LaFleur.
You said Kingsbury.
Fangio with Denver.
Yep.
Said that one. Cardinals, Kingsbury, you said that one.
Adam Gase is the new head coach of the New York Jets.
There you go. You can probably just Google it and find it.
There's one more. We'll figure it out. Out of these eight head coaching candidates, Freddie Kitchens. The head coach of the Cleveland Browns. So you have eight teams now with new head coaches this year, and you look through, obviously everybody wants to say that Matt LaFleur is set up for the most success in Green Bay, but begs the question, out of these eight head coaches, as you rub the crystal ball of the Wendy's Big Show and forecast out the future like we do just about all the time, and we're 89% right, who's going to be the most successful head coach at their new job?
We talked about this a little bit yesterday on the show. We went back and we found an article off SB Nation last February that posted, you know, snap judgment in the NFL, seven head coaching hires in 2018. If you missed it, listen to how they projected this to go last February before any of these guys coached a game. Most likely to lead a quick turnaround, John Gruden and the Raiders. No, wrong.
Oh, my God.
Best long-term future, Mike Vrabel of the Titans. Not sure I'm on board with that either. The safest hire, Leroy Butler. Was Matt Patricia of the Lions.
They should stop this stuff.
Most precarious position, saying that he's in a staring upward at a very difficult rebuild, was Frank Reich of the Colts. That rebuild went a little bit quicker than they thought. Most likely to toil in obscurity, Steve Wilks. He got fired. Sean McVay-ish. This one they got right. Matt Nagy of the Bears. Most likely to be played by Reese Witherspoon in a rom-com, Pat Shurmur of the Giants. So clearly doing this and saying who do you think is going to be the best when this is all said and done is a slippery slope.
Yeah.
For me, I think because you have the best quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, I think LaFleur is the easy answer. If we're going to take that reasoning out of it, I think it's Freddie Kitchens in Cleveland. I think he has a really good staff around him right now. He's got a really good front office. I think they're putting him in a position to succeed. Based on what I've seen and read, it appears he is a guy that can motivate the troops, rally the team. They believe in him. That's what you need. First year calling plays went pretty good to me for a young quarterback in Baker Mayfield who also believes in him. Mm-hmm. Brown's definitely going in the right direction. So if we're taking out the Aaron Rodgers factor here and just saying, you know, everything else involved, obviously I think it's going to be Freddie Kitchens. But for me, if not, then it's, I think, Matt LaFleur, regardless of who he hires on his offensive staff, because if 12 buys in, he can fix the rest of it.
You mentioned something really good, too, about Freddie Kitchens, and as we talk, I don't know if it was on air or off air, because we have about two or three different shows on the phone, and we all talk and figure out what we're talking about here with you. Freddie Kitchens seems to really embody the personality of that entire team, that entire front office, and what that building really wants to be, which
he is John
when
Dorsey.
You have that support, that's big.
Yeah, he's John Dorsey as a coach. Now, I'm not sure how long that will last, because I think Dan Campbell is John Dorsey as well. And I think that type of personality can grind on you and wear you out over the course of time. So maybe he's not there more than 4 or 5 years, but I promise you they'll be in the playoffs. He'll get them to the playoffs. Now, he may not be the coach that gets him to a Super Bowl, but I think he'll definitely be a coach that gets him to the playoffs a couple times.
Before he took that, got offense coordinator?
Yeah, he's been a position coach,
yeah.
Former Alabama guy.
Yeah. I don't think he had ever called plays before, Steve.
No, first time.
Yeah.
Correct. And he was thrown into it after they throw Todd Haley
out of
there.
They didn't even know if he could have an offense.
Yep. Yep.
And, Leroy, when you look at understanding where all these eight guys went and the situations that they're in, putting into what Steve said, you kind of take the Aaron Rodgers factor out. It's tough, too, because he's the most important player on the team. But out of these eight guys, who's going to have the most success?
I'll just do the realistic thing. I'll just leave them
all. Do the realistic thing, then.
Yeah, because I think I don't want to skew. Well, I got to wait. This man, him, man, go give. He's.
Are you good, man?
Gary is. Him and Steve been coughing all day long.
He's got the garbage can next to him.
But at least Steve ain't about to die, though. This man about to die, cuz. Now if he fall out, we putting it on World Star.
Opening up the bottle. Okay, nice. I like
you
it, Garrett.
You want to drink out of my drink, Garrett?
I'm going to see Steve to the Mayo Clinic. Steve had his car for like 4 or 5 years, though, cuz.
You are the coffee machine on this show.
Because every time we play something back, it's.
Yeah, but you got stuff coming all out your mouth. And
well,
stuff.
I'm sick.
Yeah, see, you're foaming at the mouth. Yeah, like, he's just coughing up dry heaving.
Steve got dry cough.
Right. Gary's got the waste paper basket right next to him.
Right, just in case.
I had to walk across the room to throw up.
He got a big old pill bottle in his hand.
Yeah, I'm about to take something.
You do that, I'm going to go and get Leroy's conversation. You go take something, Gary.
Hey, man, listen.
Go take something.
I really wanted Vic Fangio to be a part of anything I wanted to do. But again, I got to look at quarterbacks, guys. You have to look at quarterbacks. All these quarterbacks. So you got to have Freddie Kitchens in there because he got Baker Mayfield, okay? So he's going to be one of the coaches that you hope will succeed, but it's still Cleveland. I don't think they fight their way out of it. Just you won 6 or 7 games. Cannot just forget about all the losing they done. Maybe he'll be the fresh breath that they need. Because everybody's trying to get young. So my thing is, Jameis Winston's going to put up big numbers, but I don't know how smart he's going to be. He may go do something crazy.
Right.
But Bruce Arians can make him put up numbers. So they're going to probably score some points. But, you know, Rodgers is going to be a quarterback, going to be very efficient and going to be what he's going to be. Regardless, if he's the good or bad Rodgers, he's going to give you 4,200 yards, 25 touchdowns, no interceptions. So that you're going to be okay there. But I tried to look as hard as possible with a team that has a pretty good track record of turning themselves around or getting in their own way. That's why I think John Elway said, listen, I'm going to get the oldest coach available because when I went to the Super Bowl, I won it by defense. That's the only franchise that's saying, I want to win by defense. So I kind of believe in that. But, again, the Jets, you felt like they got a young quarterback. Okay. You know, Adam Gase is getting another, you know. A
lot of young quarterbacks here. Rosen in Arizona.
Yeah, you got
Darnold
young guys
out there in New York.
And I don't know if none of these guys can win anything.
Sure.
I don't know. You know, and you got to feel like that, to be honest with you, San Francisco didn't make any changes or nothing, but you got to throw them in there because they've just been – just kind of rebuilding right up under your nose. And then you got to almost treat the Raiders like they got a new coach all over again because that was a wasted season, okay? So I'm going to throw them in there. So now you got 10 new head coaches to figure out because you didn't have Garoppolo in San Francisco. Now you have him coming back. So if you want to reset everything, if I had to just do a poll, maybe I'll do it at 5, which teams I think will succeed faster. You have to say Aaron Rodgers is going to be up there. Jameis Winston is going to be up there. Cleveland is going to be up there with Mayfield if they can just really buy in and get everybody to play on the same, you know, on the same level. The Jets, the market is just too big.
Sure.
They need a team up there because you don't need two teams bad in New York. That's just bad for the NFL. It makes the NFL look real bad. You got two teams in New York, New Jersey, wherever, that are horrible. So sooner or later, one of those teams is going to turn this thing around. And the Giants spend a lot of money up there. But I think Adam Gase is going to get a chance to go up there, reset, and they're going to win in New York. They're going to win in New York. I like their quarterback. Robbie Anderson is, hey.
Speed demon.
A lot of people didn't know who this kid was, man. But he had a coming out party against the Packers ever since. So, but I if I had to pick like a dark horse, like who do you think may just bust out, I think it'll be Tampa Bay.
I'd like to bust out of those Brooklyn and sheets every single day, Sparky.
Yeah, they are comfy. Right? Whatever you just did.
Yeah, comfy.
soft sheets, comfy sheets. You feel better the next day. You feel more well-rested. Just feel better about everything the next day. You spend a third of your life in your sheets. So if you're looking for a New Year's resolution, better sleep, it's a good place to start. New year, new you, new sheets. Just be everybody's motto at this point. Brooklinen works directly with their manufacturers and passes the savings on to you, making luxury bedding without the luxury prices. Finally, you can get a 5-star hotel quality sheets easily and without breaking the bank. And you can mix and match over 20 colors and patterns. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Now it's time for you to take advantage of this great deal by going to brooklinen.com, where we're going to give you an exclusive offer just for Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Steve at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Steve at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
People still call you Steve out. They don't call you Sparky outside, do they? When they see you at the park at Oak Creek Park?
I think they probably exclusively call you Sparky.
I would say 90.
Our listeners say Sparky.
Yeah, I'd say like 99% call me Sparky.
And the parents probably call you Steve.
Most of the parents don't even know what I do. So, yeah, probably Steve, if they even know my name. Yeah. No.
They don't know your name? You're here on the board, man.
No, I'm not anymore.
Man, listen.
No, but, look, that is a...
your family is running that thing.
It doesn't.
Your family mom calls you Steve.
Steven.
Oh, that's right. She does call you Steve.
Steven.
Yeah. Steven.
Yeah.
Bring the end. Don't mess that up. Gary Ellerson back. We got him an oxygen mask. He's going to be alive and he's going to give you his answer to who out of the top eight coaches that just got brought in this year in the NFL going to have the most success with Gary Ellerson's answer next. Big Show Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, Leroy Butler, Leap 36, Gary Ellerson. They both played in the NFL. We're talking about the Green Bay Packers. They both played for the Green Bay Packers, oddly enough, in the city where people cheer for the Green Bay Packers. That's how we do it here on the Wendy's Big Show. We got everybody locked in, and we got phone calls at 414-799-1250. Gary, feeling much better after the break?
Yeah, I got my win back.
We got your win back. Yeah. So I'm going to give you a couple more minutes because we're going to talk to John in New Jersey first at 414-799-1250. Hey, John, who's going to have the most success out of new head coaches in the NFL, man?
Guys, I don't know about that right now, but I just have a problem with how come it's taking so long to get these assistants signed up? I mean, is it that we don't want to pay the money?
Oh, no.
John,
let me explain to you like I told Spark. You got eight moving parts, right? You follow me? Now you got four teams still playing. I want to interview some of those guys. So it's going to take some time when these guys get knocked off this week. Now, those assistants, I want to talk to a few of those guys. I don't want to get in a rush to get people that I may get fired in 2 years. I'm going to take my time and interview a lot of guys. So I don't want to be in a hurry right now. And I think that's the biggest thing that everybody. Matter of fact, who y'all say had the coordinator job up in Detroit? Daryl Bevel?
Yeah. Daryl Bevel, yep.
Bevel got it, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So people like that can get a job because Bevel been out of football for a couple of years.
Yep.
So it's a lot of people out there, and they want to, and people really want to snatch people off of their Saints staff, off of their Kansas City staff. So that's what's taking long, John.
Well, Leroy, how about Vizzy from Miami? He's supposed to be the best special teams guy out there, and then he left without anything.
Sure did.
Where'd he go?
Nowhere.
He's still loose. He's still loose.
I think they had a bidding war. I don't know if the Packers are in it, but there's a couple teams in bidding wars for him
because he's the best one out there.
He's too old.
Right.
He's too old. He's 48.
He's
way over the hill. Way over the hill. Appreciate the call, John. 48?
He's too old.
You got a point now.
48?
He's too old.
Not going to mess with the young dudes. I get what you're saying.
You've got the Colts. You got the Colts offensive line coach that just got canned, right? He's out there. Have we heard anything about interviewing him? No. The Bengals coach, Bengals offensive line coach, he got let go yesterday. I thought, well, that's who it's going to be, right? Older cat, though. A little bit older. Definitely not in his 30s. Yep. He was Bengals offensive line coach. He was with LaFleur in Houston. So I was like, okay, that's who it's going to be. Nope. Instead, you see a report today that they're interested in the assistant offensive line coach, who's 35, in San Francisco.
Yeah, you just got to be young now. You're probably right.
Who is a Marshfield, Wisconsin native, and who was on the Packers practice squad for 1 year as an offensive tackle as well. So 35. So I'm guessing whoever the special teams coach is going to be will be a young guy too. That they can get cheap.
So let me just do this.
And you know, I deemed them the new kids on the block.
Yes, you did. I saw that. And it fits.
Deemed them.
All new young guys.
Right?
It feels like that's what's going to, at least from the offensive side of the ball, that's what it looks like it's going to be. All younger guys, is all his guys. And now, I don't know if this applies, but when I was in high school, my junior year, we had a coach, Leroy, that had been there for about 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
High school. Great coach. Coach Benson, been there for a long time. And they decided that just the program had just been there so long, he's a little older. And he lost a little energy, the way we were going by practice and stuff. So they brought in this hotshot guy from Godby High School.
Tallahassee Godby?
Tallahassee Godby. Brought a guy from Tallahassee Godby. And then he was the head coach, his name was Willie Thomas. And then he brought in a guy from Leon. Mm-hmm. Tallahassee Leon, and he was our offensive coordinator.
How old was he? Was he
young too?
Okay.
And it was just like a fresh new beginning. They were like upbeat. I mean, they were.
There were no more spankings at halftime?
No more spankings at halftime. That was gone.
Did you get orange slices and Capri Suns?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They kept that intact. Okay.
They stayed with that. Little salt. Hit them salt water tablets. They had those.
Yeah.
But the coaches that he brought in, they work out with us.
Mm-hmm.
They would run the routes. Right. This how you run the route, Gary. They were still young enough where they would. This how you do it. Ran the route. And it was just. It was just new. It was refreshing. It was different. So much more energy.
Innovative.
Creative. Yeah. But not necessarily innovative. But
innovative.
But it was just
two words to get.
It was just so much more energy. Is really what it was, throughout our program, and in 1 year, I mean, our program went from winning like 2-3 games a year. We got almost to the playoffs. We lost to this high school called Valdosta. Most people don't know about Valdosta High. Valdosta has a win high school program.
They were featured on ESPN.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We lost to those guys to get into the playoffs. We lost to them my senior year, too. Never could get in because of them. But sometimes that's what a young coaching staff can do. They can create excitement. They can give you a shot in the arm. It's just a whole different energy feel. And I think that's what the Green Bay Packers are going for. If you look at Mark Murphy and what they were talking about, did he use the word stagnant? And what word did he use? There was a word like stagnant, no energy, complacent, right? They use word complacent. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what these young guys are going to do. Now, I said this to Steve the other day. I said, I wouldn't mind for the O-line coach to be an old gray-haired dude.
Like Bill Wiley, the dude on Hard Knocks with the big gut riding up in the Lambert.
He's out there, too. He's out there,
Let
too.
Let me help, because those guys, the offensive line is. But you
We're
know
a
what?
Weird group.
Yeah. But they are. But you know what? You know what? This tells me, with all these young guys, this moving past Rodgers.
What are you talking about?
That's what they're forecasting for, that he will be here after Aaron Rodgers is gone.
Yes.
Well, I think they can grow together.
No, I'm not saying they can't.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I'm not saying they can't.
Yeah.
But this is beyond Rodgers, though. This is much like Brett Favre, Leroy. Mm-hmm. I mean, Brett Favre went to the NFC Championship game here now. Yeah. They almost got to the Super Bowl. Yeah. So I'm not saying this is not about Rodgers. It is. Mm-hmm. But it is also, it feels like it's also about the future. Also, it feels like this is the new NFL. If you look at these coaching staff outside of, what's your boy name, Steve, over at Chicago?
Matt Nagy. Boy,
no.
Who?
That left Chicago.
Vic Fangio.
Because Fangio was 60?
Yeah.
61, I think, something like that.
Outside this, all these guys looking like.
And he just went back and got Ed down and told him to be his defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Out of the 8 head coaches just hired, who's going to have the most success?
The last guy said who? Do you remember?
You just said Vic Fangio was the name that you just said.
No, the last John? Guy on John. Who did you say?
John wanted to know what's taking so long for.
Oh, John, yeah. He didn't answer the question.
Yeah, that's why we dropped. Couldn't focus the call.
He just had a
I got
a call.
Steve a said Kitchens. Now, I get down with Steve with Kitchens, and here's why. Because he's already been in there. Kitchens hitting the ground running.
And he's got veteran staff members with him.
They're there. He knows Baker Mayfield. They ain't no get to know you time here with Baker Mayfield. Mm. They already know what he got.
Yeah, the maiden process.
Steve, I didn't even think of that yesterday. Because yesterday, I don't want you to stick with my two, but that's smart of you, Steve. You kind of thought that you smart guy. Mm-hmm. My top two yesterday.
Still Cleveland. Though.
Still is. No, is I like Matt LaFleur and I like Fangio.
Vic Fangio's taking over a team that right defensively carried them to
the
Super
Bowl. Right about Kitchens. My only thing was Kitchens. And LaFleur's getting killed about this thing. Kitchens didn't do anything before this job. And folks are killing Matt LaFleur, and he actually was an offensive coordinator somewhere last year. Kitchens got how many games on his belt? 5? Hey, same. Man. That's what Matt Nagy had.
Give a guy an opportunity. Let's see what happens.
So, I don't know how it's going to turn out. My number one choice
is Matt LaFleur.
LaFleur, number good. 2. What's your boy name? Fangio?
Fangio.
Fangio.
I think Denver, I'm telling you, they want to go back to when they won a Super Bowl, just defense.
It's tough to argue because they still have probably the best defensive player in the AFC.
From 52 to 58.
Von Miller. Yep.
No. 52 to 58.
And
55 is a bad man, too.
And the other boy
that
got
too.
From Georgia.
Bradley Chubb.
Oh, yeah. No, not from Georgia.
NC State.
NC State.
Yeah.
He was a top 5 pick, too.
Yeah, he cold. I don't know about the quarterback.
He didn't have that in Chicago.
But, again, I like.
Quarterback is Case Keenum.
All you gotta do is just get out of his way.
Defense.
With Vic Fangio in there,
Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, right.
Chicago.
Yeah, he just had Trubisky.
No, I'm saying in Denver, it's Case Keenum. I mean, there ain't nothing right home about
right.
there.
Shoot. Yeah, right.
I take Case Keenum over the last year or your boy. Your
Manning?
Boy. Yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't have everything else to go along with that.
True.
Demaryius Thomas is gone.
True.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Hey, man,
no,
EJ
no, I get you. True, but I'm saying
you have a great defense. I don't know how they're gonna score.
I'm saying though, I take Case Keenum. Quarterbacking over Manning's last year when he won it.
I'd take Case Keenum over Kirk Cousins.
I was going to say the same thing. Vic Fangio's just clapping his hands, just thanking everybody in Denver.
What?
And in Minnesota.
John Elway.
Thanks, guys.
Back
appreciate
and said,
it.
When we were killing people the last 2 or 3 years, we had a great defense. Offense was okay. But I'm going to tell you, that boy Phillip Lindsay, they running back, the truth.
Speed.
True.
All speed
number 30
every time.
Oh,
yep.
Man, come on, dog.
Leroy. You know what's going to happen to him.
That boy bad.
You know what's going to happen to him.
They're
going to tighten his little ass up.
I know it, but listen. They're going to get him a duel. Matter of fact, he had a couple guys with him.
They need a C.J. Anderson with him.
He don't need to carry the load.
They need a C.J. Anderson. You know, I ain't about them little small little backs. Now, he run fearless. I got to get to him.
He's thicker in the legs, man. Though, than like an Aaron Jones and stuff like that.
He
yep.
is. We'll get he is.
Mm-hmm. True. But he's
legit.
They keep jamming him up in there.
I like guys. Tampa Bay, though, with Bruce Arians.
I mean, this really is cute now. You're talking about Denver, but they got to beat Kansas City, and they got to beat San Diego in that division.
Sure.
Yep.
That's why they're building defense.
Really good point.
You have no offense to keep up with either one of those two squads.
No, but defense is going to score.
Just
they're going to be like Chicago. Takeaways.
Yep. I believe it. That's what I would build my team.
Chicago got in the playoffs and left the playoffs.
Steve.
You got to get them there.
Steve. That's what happened to Chicago. Their defense got them there, and their offense said, bye-bye.
Defense is also definitely different in Denver than it was when they won it.
They didn't play well in that game.
They lost, 15, 16 or something? I'll be in those games all day long. Anything can happen. But, again, if they can keep Jameis Winston out of Uber cars, Tampa Bay going to have a nice big turnaround.
Bruce Arians ain't going to be there but a year or two, and he's going to be gone.
So they better put him in the playoffs next year.
You got to do it in his face.
In the face?
Yeah.
Just shake it like this?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do that because Patrick and Racine is going to come on in on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man.
Hey, Patrick.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, love you guys. Love you guys. So I called a couple weeks ago just asking you guys what you thought about LaFleur. And then, of course, we talked about the Tennessee thing. That wasn't, like, the favorable thing right there.
Yeah.
But my thing with Hackett and LaFleur, you know, I'm getting my my chops busted at work. Like, hey, man, these guys are just going to run the ball and run the ball. Well, then you look at the playoff game this weekend, both of them, like, the Rams ran for 270 yards.
Yep.
They dominated. So wouldn't we want to run the ball a little bit more and keep Rodgers, like, in the game a little bit more, maybe a couple extra years with running it some more?
Answer that, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, answer that.
What, run the football more?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course that's what you want to do.
That's right.
You want to go ask 69 if he wants to run the football more?
Well, look, that's the issue. Yeah. That's not the issue. The issue is whether or not Rodgers is going to allow you to run the football more.
That's the issue.
Sure.
That's the only issue we have right now. Will he allow it to happen?
If he looking what Jared Goff doing, hey, man, I feel good. What I'm just handing that thing. And play action wide open.
They put up, what, 270, 280 yards?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what makes the offense go.
Even look at what KC was doing all year long when Hunt was eligible and playing. Yep. Now Damian Williams still picking up right where he left off. Obviously,
all
New Orleans got the backs.
Mike Williams, man, they're good up there.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, they can play.
And people see now.
Mike Williams been in the league?
About 79.
And I think a lot of people, it is a trend. You remember the defenses were the thing with Seattle and Denver? And
yeah.
Went away. Now it's offenses. But it's dual running backs. You must have two running backs to get this thing done. And I don't know why they were ripping on C.J. Anderson, man. I don't care how the guy looked. The guy was a threat.
I'll tell
no
you.
No one wanted to tackle him.
Mm-mm.
I mean, and Gurley feels great now. So, and that's the same thing the Saints are doing. These may be four of the best teams. I don't think they had a Final Four like this in a long time. Like this in a long time.
I haven't had
seen. Whoever wins the Super Bowl going to be, I think it'll be Mahomes. It'll be if he wins, or it's going to be Drew Brees. That is amazing.
You like the four that you can pick from in this weekend? I like the four that I get when I go for a 4 for $4 at Wendy's.
Man, Wendy's, good. That's the way to go.
This boy good.
And with the Bucks
this
win.
This boy good, man. I thought he just looked like that, but he good.
Well, he was trying to say it for the last 5 minutes, Leroy. You
only
the
last five. I had a lot of time to prep the joke.
I got
to
get my stuff in. I'm going to forget about
I got
my brain
you.
Ain't so good now.
Do you need a pen? Write some stuff down.
No. I got a pen.
Okay.
Kelly up front gave me a pen. I lost it just now.
See, Wendy's.
Y'all got to leave us seniors alone, man.
He's closer to a home than you realize. When the Bucks win,
win
at Wendy's.
All I need is a wheelchair, cuz. Put my feet up.
Every time the Bucks win, you have 24
I'm 10
hours.
I'm older than my wife, so I'm good. She can take care of me.
To go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They won last night, so you win today.
We got Gene Frenette coming up in about 10 minutes.
Gene can vouch that I was all everything in basketball.
There we go again.
He
there we
covered
go.
Me, man, okay. at Lee High School.
Yeah.
Google it.
Back on the Fan, Gene Frenette of the Florida Times Union covers the Jacksonville Jaguars. Also joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline to discuss. Gene, we've got Leroy Butler, former Packer safety, and you know him as apparently a former basketball star, as he likes to claim that he was one of the best high school basketball players in the state of Florida. Gene, we appreciate the time, but I need to clarify that on Leroy Butler's basketball abilities.
I got
actually,
my yearbook.
To be honest with you, yeah, he was pretty good. He was pretty good.
I think you're breaking up,
fast.
Gene.
He was athletic. Now, whether he could win a 3-point shooting contest, that might be up for debate. But his ability to get up and down the floor and in transition, Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah, Gene, I think you're breaking up a little bit. We got bad
connections. Hey, you be nice.
Got bad connections, Gene.
Hey, Gene, Hackett, people know his dad, and we've heard all about him. We heard some things. He's a high-energy guy, things of that nature. But, you know, this coaching carousel we just talked about, they start to hire who they know or whatever. What do you think we can expect from Hackett come here, although he will not be calling the plays?
Well, I mean, listen, he brings a wealth of experience, as you said, with his dad, Paul Hackett, former Kansas City Chiefs head coach, longtime offensive guy in the NFL. I think he does bring a lot to the table. Now, if he's not going to be the play caller, a lot's going to depend on how well he works with Aaron Rodgers and with whoever is going to be the play caller. I mean, who's going to be the play caller with
LaFleur? LaFleur's going to call the plays.
Okay, so LaFleur is going to call the plays. Okay,
yes.
So they obviously know each other from being in the same division, you know, with the Titans and the Jaguars, and you know, in the NFL. It's not so much about what your resume is, because look, I'm getting ready to do a column now on John DeFilippo, the Vikings fired offensive coordinator, who's now going to be the Jaguars offensive coordinator. And the truth of the matter is, guys, is offensive coordinators and play callers are only going to be as good as the people that are, you know, executing the things that they're calling. You know, people get so wrapped up in play calls, and if something doesn't work, then they just assume it was a terrible call. Well, sometimes it is a terrible call, but sometimes it isn't. Sometimes the players just don't execute it. So we talked about all the deck chairs on the NFL Titanic get flipped around every year, not just the head coaches, but coordinators as well. And this is just another example. You know, people here were tired of Nathaniel Hackett. Okay, now he's going to go to Green Bay, and who knows whether in a year or two now, whether they might not be singing his praises. You know?
So, Gene, that's why you mentioned fired. And the Packer fans, Hack is getting a little blowback because he was fired in Jacksonville.
Correct.
And most people want to know, why was Hackett fired in Jacksonville? Can you answer that question, please?
Well, I would say it's probably a couple things. Number one, the offense here was putrid, but so was the injury situation with the offensive line, the tight ends, and Leonard Fournette being absent for 8 games this year. I don't know that Bill Walsh could have run this offense in his prime and gotten anything more out of this Jaguars team when you're playing with your fourth string and third string left tackles and right tackles. And your center is gone, and your tight end is the fourth string tight end, and you know, like you said, Leonard Fournette is gone either for reasons of suspension or a hamstring, you know, and you've got Blake Bortles as your quarterback. You know, that's not exactly a recipe for success right there, regardless of who's calling the play.
So he was a sacrificial lamb, so to speak, then.
Probably a little bit of that, and I'm sure that there was probably some things that listen. And Leroy can attest to this. Things go on with a team, whether it's coaches with coaches, whether it's players with players, behind the scenes, that the media never finds out anything about. Okay?
Yep.
Stuff just happens. Family drama happens. All this kind of stuff. And I'm not suggesting that all of that happened with the Jaguars this year, but there was certainly more of it than there had been in other years. And I think Nathaniel was a little bit a victim of that, but he was also, listen, when you don't produce in the NFL, it's a bottom line business, and it's not surprising that other people, you know, get left out the door, and other guys on the staff were also fired as well. You know, the running backs coach Tyrone Wheatley is gone, so there were 5 new staff changes today.
Yeah, you got DeFilippo in there now from the Minnesota Vikings as offensive coordinator. How has that been accepted by Jacksonville fans as far as social media and so forth?
I think it's really too early to tell. My guess is it's a mixed bag. Listen, John DeFilippo is a perfect example of how things can change. You know, the NFL, a lot of people say, stands for not for long. Well, a year ago, everybody was singing this guy's praises,
yep,
and thinking that he was going to be the next head coach of the Chicago Bears or possibly the Arizona Cardinals. Now, you know, he's waiting for the deck chairs and the Titanic to stop moving, hoping he can land an offensive coordinator job. And, you know, fortunately for him, he did. There wasn't that many left over. There was only like 3 of them left. Darren Bevell was one of the guys that was interviewed here in Jacksonville. He got the job today with the Detroit Lions. So I mean, so, you know, the carousel is spinning all over the NFC North division, and you've got three new offensive coordinators, and the only one that does that hasn't changed is the Bears.
I want to go back to Hackett for a second, because I've been seeing things that he's a pretty emotional dude. What can we expect from him as far as in training camp? Is he one of those guys that's going to scream and yell and carry on as offensive coordinator, as far as how is he during games? What are we supposed to expect?
Well, you know that the media only gets to look at about 15 or 20 minutes.
If you're lucky.
Now, training camp, you do get to see it. On a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of his animation, I would give him probably about a 5.
That's not bad.
I mean, I wouldn't say he was like the biggest yeller and screamer there is, but he's not, you know, he's not a bump on a log either. So I'd say he's about middle of the road. But in terms of how he dealt with the media, he might very well have been the most enthusiastic coach in terms of answering questions from the media when we dealt with him. And granted, we only got him once a week. We got him on Thursdays. But he was fantastic with us. I mean, there's from a media standpoint, Nate was a very likable guy. Now from a media standpoint versus a fan standpoint, sometimes those can be two different things, as you well know.
Getting a look at Nathaniel Hackett's career in Jacksonville with Gene Frenette of the Florida Times Union.
Yeah, Gene, I kind of liken that to the young coaches. You know, he's 39, Matt LaFleur's 39, like, I call them the new kids on the block, because it seemed like every team wanted the new Sean, you know, McVay types. They wanted younger guys, and it seemed like that's where everybody's going. I mean, do you think for a veteran quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, who's actually 35, do you think that's something good for him after going from somebody more experienced like Mike McCarthy?
To be quite honest with you, Leroy, I think the most honest way I can answer that question is I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It struck me. I have to admit, I was a little bit stunned when I first heard that Nathaniel got the OC job. I texted him, congratulated him and all that. He texted me back and all that stuff. But, so much depends on how, you know, everything's going to depend on what his relationship is going to be like with Matt LaFleur and with Aaron. It's all going to ride on that. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can speculate all you want on your radio show about how we think it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is you don't know. I mean, when Nathaniel Hackett came here, he was working for a boss that he had, you know, he worked for a few years at Syracuse and with the Buffalo Bills. So him and Doug Marrone had this long history together. Well, Matt LaFleur and Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers have zero history together, at least as far as I know. I don't know if I can – I don't know what the exact connection was with Matt LaFleur hiring Hackett. There may have been some other common connection there.
Yeah, they crossed paths at one point. But I was wondering, do they even need a quarterback's coach, or do they just make Hackett maybe the OC and make him quarterback's coach to have a better relationship with Aaron Rodgers? Now they can kind of set the agenda for Matt. Now the play calling has an input by Aaron Rodgers, but it's not affected by Aaron Rodgers. Passing coordinator, you had a passing, I mean, special team guy, it's just too many coaches there. I think the Green Bay Packers started to clean it up for Aaron a little bit and just let him report to the head coach, but at the same time, you have the buffer as an OC, and that can be Hackett.
Yeah, but keep in mind, though, with McCarthy serving in like a dual role, just as Matt LaFleur is going to be sort of in a dual role as the head coach and the play caller, I think it's all good. I think it all depends on what the boss wants. If the boss wants a quarterback's coach in that room with the head coach, mm-hmm. who happens to also be the play caller, then it's going to happen that way. And one thing I can assure you of, when you allow a guy who's a player on your team to have too much influence on what goes on in the room, I think you're asking for trouble.
Yeah,
I think you're asking.
I would
for
love
trouble.
To.
You know,
I would
the
love
head coach
to.
Has got to be the head coach what? Has got to be the head coach, and you know there's a chain of command there. And I think if you allow the quarterback to have too much of a say, I think you could be heading for some problems.
Yeah, I would love to trade for number 20 and get him up here in Green Bay. They got to start breaking that defense up. It's too much money over there. And so some of those guys don't like each other. Because that defense played great in Jacksonville. And guys, you know, Fowler Jr. started to leave. And, you know, just – so I would think they're going to start to trade some of these guys. Hopefully number 20, one of Florida State's finest, would love to come
guy,
up
the
here.
The last guy, Leroy, you know just as well as I do, the last guy on this team they're going to trade is going to be Jalen Ramsey.
Understandably so. He's an absolute monster.
You don't trade a generational talent unless somebody is willing to give you a king's ransom, like, you know, two first-round picks in 2 seconds or something crazy like that.
Oh, well, we can't afford that. No, we're good. Thanks a lot, Gene.
Gene, for
they got too many holes on the team for that.
We appreciate the time, man. We also appreciate the insight on Leroy Butler as a youngster and also as a basketball player. He's telling us that he could win the three-point shootout.
I certainly hope that you don't diminish Leroy's credentials as a Hall of Famer the way you just diminished his credentials as a high school basketball.
No doubt, Gene. No, we're pushing forward every single day, man.
Yeah. Because if you diminish my man's Hall of Fame credentials, I may have to come see you.
There you go.
Gene's going to test my jaw. Gene. Appreciate it, man.
Well, Gene can help us out. Gene need to help us out trying to get Leroy in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no doubt. Gene, we got to have Gene back on one of these times when we start having that conversation again. He was on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935. You know who else is a really, really great guy, Gary? Jason?
Yeah, my good friend Jason over at J&J Contractors.
Guys, next time you see him, can you make sure that he knows that I'm sorry?
Yeah. The interior of your house, guys. If you guys want to do, you want to do your kitchen counter, if you want to do your cabinets. If you
did he sit on somebody's counter and break it or something?
Look at him. You sit on anything and break it.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But he's good at drywall, so it's all good.
You want to do your bathroom?
That's how
you do your
money,
bathrooms. Yeah. My good friends at J&J Contractors and get that done for you. You want to add a bathroom in, they can do that too. Man cave, add a man cave in there
they
for you.
They did self-esteem, didn't they?
Rec room, they can do a rec room. Hey, you know, most of you talk about livable space. Livable space to me means if you want to go somewhere and get away.
Yeah.
And just be alone. You might want a half
get away
hour
from
to
the kids.
Yeah, all that. Kids, wife, all
just
that
just you
stuff.
And the dog.
Yeah, just chill. Me and old Blue. Well, good friends at J&J Contracts can do that for you as well. I mean, some guys want to redo their basements, and most certainly I think basement, if it's unfinished, is a piece of livable space that you can turn into a nice space for you and your kids to enjoy. Call my good friends over at J&J Contractors. I mean, they can get all that stuff done for you. They can add on to your house. They can build you an outdoor oasis as well. J&J Contractors, and that's for my good friend Jason.
Gary, are you a fan of Taysom Hill?
Oh, my God.
That face was awesome. Gary gives it the side eye, but he explains next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.